Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
I bet you're smart.
Yeah, and you like to hold your own in the group chat.
We can help you drop even more knowledge. My name is Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Izadi. We host a daily news podcast called Post Reports.
Every weekday afternoon, Post Reports takes you inside an important and interesting story with the kind of reporting that you can only get from The Washington Post.
You can listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. Go find it now and hit follow.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
I'm back with Raymond Hicks, highly decorated deputy with the Broward County Sheriff's Department, framed by his crooked colleagues for dope dealing, and went to prison for about 16 and a half months while he was awaiting his day in court, and we'll get to all of that. His book is I'm Still Standing, and he's got a website. We've hooked up to it at coasttocoastam.com. So just go to tonight's show and click on Raymond's name, and it'll take you right there, and you can order the book there as well. It's a remarkable story. So before the break, Raymond, we were talking about the actual bust, where you're at home minding your own business, and all of a sudden this SWAT team, some 60 cops with their guns drawn, burst into the house. They're pointing guns at you and your small children. And I mean, you know these guys, right? And they're pretending you're some criminal, and they won't tell you what they're arresting you for.
That is correct, Mr. Richard. They never told me what they was arresting me for. And it's a good thing that they didn't tell me, because they probably would have killed me that day, because you know, I ain't never been in trouble in my entire life, and I never tried drugs in my entire life. Never tried a marijuana cigarette or a joint, which is what they refer to as a marijuana cigarette. I never took a drink a day in my life, and it's just amazing to me how all this stuff unfolds. So, of course, Dave Robshaw said we're going to place you on suspension pending the outcome of this case. I said, what case? And they still wouldn't discuss anything with me. So, of course, this black gentleman named Bernard Brown took me and put me in the cruiser and transported me over to District 5. When I arrived at District 5, I'm still asking questions. You know, what did I do? Why am I here? Well, we can't discuss it. And, of course, they booked me in there. They later took me over to the city jail. So when I arrived to the city jail from the county, from the county, I'm still asking questions about why they booking me in. I'm like, what are you guys booking me for? What did I do? So they placed me in solitary confinement, and I was there for 24 hours.
Wait a second. You're in solitary confinement 24 hours. Have they given you your phone call? Have they read you your Miranda rights?
No, well, first of all, no, they never read me my Miranda. They never Miranda'd me when they came to my house. And when I got there, as they was booking me in, they never gave me no phone call. And they put me in solitary confinement for almost 24 hours. And it wasn't until the next morning the marshal shows up, and I said, whoa, the marshals, what are you guys here for? We're here to take you to court. I said, for what? What did I do? Well, Ray, we can't discuss it. So So they handcuffed me and shackled me and transported me. They put me in an unmarked cruiser, and they transported me over to the federal courthouse. And when I got there, my wife and my mom was in the courtroom sitting there waiting, you know, as I'm being arraigned. And the prosecutor, the DA, she says, well, Mr. Hicks is at work. He's in the top 10% of his department. But when he's not at work, he's into other curricular activities. So I'm looking at my mother and my wife's like, what is this woman talking about? And that's when she proffered to the courts. She said, I went to Barry State delivering 350 kilograms of cocaine that was equivalent to $750 million. So the judge said, well, Mr. Hicks, you know, you're not a flight risk because I didn't have a passport at the time. But she said, I'm a menace to society.
She called you a menace to society, a highly decorated officer. You're a menace to society.
I'm a menace to society. So, you know, I literally busted in the courtroom. And my mom, she was trying to get me to calm down. Calm down, son. I said, Mom, did you? So she slammed the gap and said, you know, I'm going to give you a no bond home, and you'll stay at the Federal Detention Center in Miami. So the marshals came in. They escorted me back out of the court. And when I get to the holding cell, there's about five other guys that was arrested along with me that I found out later. And all these guys, we all used to work out together at the gym. And I'm thinking that they said something that caused me to be there, Mr. Richard. I'm going to tear all their head off about it, you know?
So what they accused you, the charge was that you had, across state lines, you had sold 350 kilos of cocaine with a street value of, did you say $75
million? No, $750
million. $750 million. Now, yeah. Did you know at that very moment, I'm being, like, this is no mistake. I'm being set up by my crooked colleagues.
But I thought the guys that was arrested with me said something that, you know, that caused me to be there. And I'm getting ready to fight with all of them. And they was like, nah, man, Big Hicks, you wrong, man. You ready to fight with us, man? We haven't did nothing. This is your department. And I come to find out later that what they were saying was true. So what happened, if I back up for 1 second, Mr. Richard, Internal Affairs has a fiduciary duty, sir. And you can ask anyone that's in law enforcement. They have to call you in and give you a Garrity statement to determine whether or not you committed any crimes. So they swear you in. It's audio. It's an audio and video recording. And
right.
At no time did the Broward Sheriff Office Internal Affairs ever call me in and ask me anything related to me going to all these various states. And you're going to learn later that I didn't go to these various states. I'm at work, sir. So, of course, there I am locked up at the Federal Detention Center in Miami, faced with natural life imprisonment.
You are facing natural life imprisonment. You get a court appointed attorney.
Yes.
And he wants you to plea, right?
Yes. So they give me one attorney, you know, court appointed attorney. He said, Ray, you know, this is the feds. The feds got a 98.8% conviction rate. I told him, I said, God got a conviction rate of 0%. And I told him, I said, man, I'm not going to admit to something that I did not do. And I told him, I said, well, where's the evidence? Well, I don't know, Ray. I said, well, then you need to go check and get back with me, man. So, of course,
if you had caught the plea, excuse me, Raymond, if you had accepted the plea deal, what would the sentence have been?
If I accepted, well, they came to me and offered me a plea. And I told him, I said, no, I'm not. That was after being incarcerated for almost 11 and a half months, Mr. Richard.
Ah.
But me taking the plea would admit that I was guilty of what they accused me of, and my life would have been ruined, man. And I told him, I said, no, I'm not. I'd rather take life imprisonment. I'm not going to go in there and admit to something that I didn't do. My mother told him, she said, I'll put my head up on a chopping block, and you can take my head off if you can show me that young man committed these crimes. He ain't never been in trouble before. And of course, the court appointed attorney, he decided that he was going to get off the case. He says, Ray, on a manuscript, write down everything that happened to you because this could possibly be a bestseller book. maybe a movie. And he told the judge, he said, Your Honor, I don't want nothing else to do with this case. Then they gave me another court-appointed attorney. He tried to force me to take time under coercion. Ray, this is the feds. I told him, I said, the same thing I told the previous court-appointed attorney, I'm going to tell you the same thing. I'm not taking anything, man. And there was times that I really wanted to come across that table and tear his head off his body, Mr. Richard, because he was trying to force me to take time, you know, for something that I didn't do. And what people don't realize, there's so many people that are forced to plea bargain to avoid facing increasingly harder sentence because they cannot afford these high-powered lawyers, and they take a plea because, especially when you're in the feds, sir, the feds got a 98.8% conviction rate. That means that it's only 2% of 1.5% of the individuals that's locked up is probably going to see the streets, man.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Gold is pushing to all-time highs right now. Actually, there are several reasons for that. The cost of goods continue to rise despite interest rate controls by the Fed. Since January of 2021, the cost of living is up almost 18%. The national debt continues to skyrocket, now above $34 trillion, causing many to worry when the house of cards will come crashing down, a presidential election year that will have massive implications on the future of this country. All of this adds up to instability and uncertainty, and this is why so many Americans are turning to the Birch Gold Group. Have you diversified your savings yet? Secure a portion of them with gold from the Birch Gold Group. Text COAST to 989898 and get your free info kit. You'll learn how to convert an existing IRA or 401k into a tax-sheltered IRA in gold, and it doesn't cost you a penny out of pocket to do that. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, tens of thousands of happy customers. You can count on Birch Gold. Text COAST to 989898 now.
So we don't have too much time here. So eventually, though, you got rid of this. You fixed his wagon as well. You got rid of this a court-appointed attorney, and your wife had some savings, and she managed to hire you, finally, a competent, accomplished defense lawyer.
Yes, well, my wife went through her thrift savings, and she got a former prosecutor, you know, and who had never lost a case in 15 years. And when he came to visit me, he said, if I never seen an innocent man, you're one of them, and you shouldn't be here. But I must mention to you, Mr. Richard, while I was there incarcerated, man, they put me in a hole for 5 months. Total darkness, 23 hours a day in solitary confinement. And then they later placed me down in general population, which is a death threat to an officer.
And I literally put you in general population hoping that somebody would take a run at you.
Exactly. You can't take a cop and put him in GP. You can't put him in general population. That's a death threat. You know? And I literally tried to beat this one black guy to death, man. He saw my picture parade over the newscast and say he hated effing cops. And one of my one of the guys that knew me from the hood, he said, man, you know what that is? That's Big Hicks, man. You tripping. Man, he gonna thump, man. He come from where we come from. And I literally tried to kill him, Mr. Richard. I tried to put my fist through his brains, man.
You saved another prisoner's life while you were in prison. You saved another prisoner's life while you were in prison. Tell me about that.
That is correct. So what happened was there was a black gentleman who was shot in his head many years prior to him being arrested and serving time with me. And, of course, I'm in my room, and I heard somebody say, big homie, come. And I ran outside, ran out in the rec yard. And when I ran out there this black dude is. He had really bad seizure where he had done swallowed his tongue. And the officer who was actually manning the unit, he had walked out to go use the bathroom, and he left the unit unattended. And there I was, taking my fingers, going into his throat, pulling his tongue, turning him on his side, pulling his tongue out from that lodge in the back of his throat to keep him from choking. And next thing you know, medical staff, the officer came running, the medical staff came in, and they took the gentleman out, man, and they gave me a life-saving award while I was an inmate, the warden of the institution. Don't take my word. When you go to my book title, I'm Still Standing, you'll see the write-up that they gave me that I put as appendix in the back of the book.
So the corrupt cops, the dirty cops with the Broward County Sheriff's Department that framed you, was it their intention to have you killed in prison? They didn't want this to go to trial. Is that your understanding?
No, they wanted, Mr. Richard, you can't take a cop and put him in general population. I was there with eight guys that I was over when I worked in the jail or I arrested when I was working out on the street. Eight of them. You can't take a cop and put him in GP. That's a death threat. That's a death sentence.
But you survived, and you got your day in court eventually after, what, 16 and a half months?
After 16 and a half months, I took my case to trial in federal court. And they chose 11 whites, one black, and one black alternate, all business people. And they found out through testimony, the chief judge said, what are drugs? No drugs. What are money? No money. So he said, he slammed the gavel and called for sidebar. He said, for impeachment purposes, you better come back in here with the same information that brought this young man in here. So why is he here? So then they lied and said I gave confidential law enforcement information, FCIC, NCIC. So my attorney, subpoena communication operator, she came and testified. She said, I worked in this capacity for 25 years. Mr. Hicks has not ran this information. And the way that you determine who runs FCIC is through your Social Security number, Mr. Richard. And she said, no, Mr. Hicks wasn't running this information. Then they lied and said I was on audio tape. When they played the tape for the jury and the judge, you don't have to take my word. Go to Google and type in missing documents, turn up in deputy lawsuit, and you can read it word for word verbatim. And they found out that it wasn't my voice on the tape, but in fact, it was the same deputy who arrested me. All those individuals that was involved in my arrest was promoted to a higher rank. Some of them still work at the Broward Sheriff's Office to this day, except
retired now. I just want to back up though for a second, and we're going to take a break here in a few moments. But you, for the first time, you discover the entire basis of the case is based on the say so or the hearsay rather of one individual who, as it turns out, is a career criminal and a police informant. Tell me about him.
You're referring to Ansel Pratt. So Ansel
yes.
Pratt was arrested January 1st of 2000. And he was arrested for aggravated assault with a firearm where he chased a gentleman down the street, Mr. Eddie Frazier, because Mr. Frazier went to his house to collect money that he had dumped his trash. And of course, Pratt chased this man down the street with a gun, and he was arrested by the Broward Sheriff's Office. Well, that's the same individual that the Broward Sheriff's Office tried to use and lie on me. So when they didn't have any drugs or money, they tried to use him as an informant to lie on me. to say that I committed. He was the one who actually lied and said all these things about what I'm actually explaining to you now. He also said that on December 24th of 1999, that him and his wife was at a red light, and I saw the two of them, and I motioned with my finger that I was going to shoot them. Well, my attorney subpoenaed his wife, who worked for the Postal Service, and she came in and she testified. My attorney said, have you ever seen my client sit next to me? She said, no, I've never seen this man a day in my life. He said, I want you to take a good look at him. And she looked at me a second time, and she said, no, I've never seen him. So my attorney said, well, your husband just testified to the jury and the judge that on December 24th, 1999, Mr. Hicks saw the two of you at a red light, and he motioned that he was going to shoot you. She said, my husband telling a lie, because him and I, we were not even together. And she said, and furthermore, he's a compulsive liar. So
did you ever hear of Ansel Pratt or meet Ansel Pratt prior to this?
No, sir.
So it's just some random career criminal that they pull off the street, and what did they do? Pay him to testify?
That's correct. They gave him $15,000 and they gave him $20,000.
To lie.
To lie.
And that's their case?
That's their case. That's their case, Mr. That's their case. And he also
They weren't expecting it to go to trial. They were hoping that you were going to get murdered in prison, and it never would have had to go to trial.
They were hoping that either I get hurt while I was there incarcerated, or take a plea. That's what they was banking on, Mr. Richard. They thought I was going to take a plea. So when I decided to go to trial, you know, because when I received my discovery, this is when I learned all this stuff about what I'm explaining to you now.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern, and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Hello there. I'm Ann Thompson, editor-at-large for IndieWire.
And I'm IndieWire's deputy film editor, Ryan Latanzio.
And we're the co-hosts of IndieWire's weekly Screen Talk podcast.
Join us each week for an in-depth discussion of the latest in film and TV industry news with special guests along the way, including filmmakers and executives.
Hear from us every Friday morning on iHeart platforms or wherever you get your podcasts as IndieWire shares what we've learned from the movie week that was.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.